Train 60.
Train 60.
Crossing 6th and Burnside. I have a passenger, I'm not sure which one. It's a male, I know, that's screaming like, I don't know if he's like just freaking out or something's going on. Can't, like I said, I can't tell what's going on. It's on the front car, and I can't tell who it is.
2467, deadheading downtown. I just missed my deadhead exit on Jefferson.
I copy this. A second. Yeah, are you past the zoo yet?
No, I'm right before the zoo.
You haven't passed the zoo yet, and you have not missed your exit.
Oh, really? I thought my... Okay, so I take the zoo exit?
No, exit 73. On your paddle?
Okay, I thought 73 was right before the zoo exit. Is it after? Okay, never mind, I'm sorry. I'll keep going.
That's okay. Yeah, no, you haven't missed it, so. Exit 73 for Jefferson, you're good.
Thank you, had a little panic attack there.
No worries, you're doing fine. Have a good rest of your day. We'll be clear at 760.
9909.
Morning, on the air till 1700.
Okay, 717.
909.
9909.
Good morning, starting shift on the air till 1700.
Okay, copy. Have a good day out there.
This is line 75, train 11.
Good morning, 7511. I got a customer conduct message from you. What's going on?
Hey, so I did eventually get the gentleman off the bus. It took me getting on the PA and kind of loudly announcing last stop. However, on his way out, he made sure to not only come all the way up to the front, leaned in past the barrier, and yelled at me. It looks like he will likely try to get on my bus again at the beginning point, but because I've been yelled at and I'm talking aggressively yelled at, I'm not going to pick that gentleman up. So I just figured that because I'm not going to get yelled at in my face.
100% understandable. There's nobody else at that stop. Just roll on by.
All right. Copy that. Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a good day. 719.